Good morning. You're with Josh and Julie in the mornings on Life Songs. And coming up, almost the last day of the Life Songs Days of Summer Fun. We're like right up to the edge. We're having a major event at the Smoothie King Center.
Yeah, it's called Outcry, and it features Hillsong United, Passion, Carrie Joe, Bethel Music, Crowder, Lauren Daigle, and more. They will all be performing in concert. And we are excited to welcome to the morning show one of the founders of Outcry, Ryan Romeo. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Yeah, I'm excited to be here.
So Outcry, it's more than a movement. It's more than a concert tour. Describe it for us. What is Outcry?
Outcry really came out of Shane Quick. He works at Premier Productions, and him and I have been kind of dreaming for years about something called Outcry. And really, right off the bat from the beginning, we were saying, you know, we don't want to just do another event. We've been a part of enough events that we thought, you know, we don't want to just do something just for the sake of doing it. We want some sort of vision behind it. From the beginning, we were very passionate about the local church. In our lives, the local church, for me, a church of 120, you know, a youth pastor, he's the one that introduced me to Jesus, and he is still in my life. And we really kept talking about the local church. And so when Outcry started coming around, we thought, you know, we really want to be that voice to say the local church is the movement to be a part of, you know. Mm-hmm. We tend to go, what's the next, you know, movement to be a part of? And our heart really is, it's kind of funny, it's almost an anti-Outcry thing of saying, Outcry is not the new thing to be a part of. You're already a part of it. It's called the local church. And so that really is our heart, to come into the cities and not come in on the outside and say, hey, look at all this amazing stuff that we're doing, but really come alongside the churches here and say, you guys are part of something really significant.
Obviously, your heart comes from a place of the local church, but how do you go from that heart and that vision to actually putting something like this together with all of these artists? How do you get them all on board?
Well, that was that really was a miracle. I mean, I use that word in the truest sense. We have been, you know, talking about Outcry for so long, and we almost started a couple times, and it just never worked out. And this last time, when Hillsong, they were the first one to sign up with us. After that, it was like an avalanche. We couldn't stop it from happening. Mm-hmm. Crowder signed up, and then Carrie signed up, and Bethel, and Jesus Culture, and everybody that I could ever imagine started joining Outcry, and it kind of took us by surprise. But really, the thing that most people don't know about these bands is that they come out of a local church themselves, you know. And the more we talk to them and the more you get to know those guys, they're just people like you and I, you know. And their art and their music is coming out of the context of them being involved in a local community.
How do you see God working in the timing of bringing Outcry around now? You said you've been conceptualizing this, dreaming about this for years, and things are just falling into place. And it's just like, what is God doing? How's this happening?
Talking to a lot of people, there really was something for Shane and I that was moving years ahead of where I think I don't think it could have worked 4 years ago. And I've had lots of people say, this just wouldn't have worked. You know, things in the radio industry, everything's been shifting toward worship and shifting toward this expression of that's coming out of the local church. And for us, when I look back on it, I go, man, I'm so glad that God didn't open it up until now, because it seems like in front, and so much of it is just kind of an emotion and talking to different people in different cities, but they just across the board tell the same story of God is kind of opening up something new right now, and Outcry is coming at right at the time that we're all kind of hungry to hear something like this. So I'm thankful for that, and I could see God's hand all over it.
What do you do with the fact that all of these bands, like one song in their normal concert can go for like 15 to 20 minutes?
Yeah, I know. I was just
like, Jesus Culture is notorious for that.
I was emailing Bethel's manager. We're asking him some questions, and he said, I've never seen a Bethel set be 20 minutes, and I don't know what we're going to do with that.
One song.
Yeah, you've got like, you know, I think that's the challenge of having so many of these artists. You know, on one level, in our ADD sort of society, I think it's kind of okay. Like, hey, play your two greatest songs for us, mm-hmm. and then we'll move on to the next band. But, you know, I think it's, my dad used to always say this, and I agree with him, if it were easy, everyone would do it. And this is the challenge of, like, how do you let them express themselves and then go, all right, next guy, you know?
Let them be artists, but then, like, rein them in a little
yeah.
bit.
Yeah. For me, the biggest thing for me is, how do you have something so big promote the local church, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
honestly, I think if it were up to me, we would have started Outcry smaller, but God had other plans, and it just fell into place way bigger than I imagined, you know?
You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of the Korean church. Like, when you have conversations with people, and they're like, where's the Spirit of God moving? They're like, well, look at China, look at Korea.
Oh, yeah.
And they'll have, like, 100,000 people get together in an arena for a big worship
oh, yeah.
experience, but then they break off into, like, 20,000 different churches
yeah.
all in their communities, and that's kind of what it feels like.
Yeah, and I love that. I think there's something in us... Someone told me that in, and I looked it up, it's 2017 is the 500-year anniversary of the Reformation. They say historically the church kind of goes through these 500-year cycles. Not that it's going to happen right at, you know, 2017. For me, that just kind of added to the sense of momentum that yeah. something's going on in the church. We can't quite put our finger on it, you know? And
mm-hmm.
Shane and I are like, Outcry isn't the next thing that's coming in the church. It's part of it, you know? It's a chapter of it, but... The surprise and the waiting for it is the thing that's really, you know, kind of exciting for me.
What are you most excited about with the tour coming up?
Oh, boy. I really am most excited about getting into the cities that we're going into and meeting the people. We've been doing these kind of pastor gatherings, mm-hmm. and they're smaller. They're like less than 50 pastors. And for me, I've been loving it, being able to look them eye to eye and go, man, you guys are... part of this massive thing that we call the church, you know, and keep going, don't give up. I have been part of a local church for 15 years. I still work at my local church in Phoenix, and I know the daily struggles that churches go through and the discussions about how loud the worship is or whatever it is, you know, across the board, that same sort of stuff is going on. But to have somebody come alongside and say, no, what you're doing is really significant, even in the light of Hillsong and all these other guys, there's no greater significance there than what you do in your local church, you know.
What's been your experience in working with churches in the different cities and even in New Orleans as you've met with these churches and these pastors? And have you noticed a change in kind of the attitude of church towards one another?
Yeah. In each city, the pastors are starting to really connect with each other. And whenever I say something like, you know, we need to not look at each other as competition, you know, heads are nodding and everyone's going, oh, yeah. And I really think the culture and the timing of what God is doing is starting to break down those walls and allow churches to work together and not feel like you need to be like my church, but more like, hey, you've got a great expression over there in what you're doing. We're unique over here in our neighborhood. What if we work together, you know? And I'm excited to see it. It just seems like there's so much momentum for church leaders to be working together right now.
But just talking to you about this makes me even more excited about it. Of course, we heard the names and we were like, yay, all
yeah.
these people are coming in concert. But
yeah.
we're excited now to see the difference that it makes here in our community and in
yeah.
our local churches. So
yeah.
thank you for what you're doing and thank you for joining us this
yeah.
morning.
Thank you very much for having me. I appreciate it. Yeah, it's been great.